Gabriel San Roman, your subversive historian. Exactly 100 years ago on this day in people's history, the United States withdrew its forces from Cuba. On January 28, 1909, Charles Edward Magoon formally ended his pseudo-constitutional governorship imbued with absolute authority on the Caribbean island nation. For his part, Magoon's governorship of Cuba earned him unflattering descriptions by political writers on the island who accused him of corruption. For its part, the United States was never truly committed to the sovereign integrity of Cuba, as it meddled in its affairs numerous times over the course of the last century. In fact, Magoon's departure in 1909 was not mirrored in Guantanamo Bay, as the U.S. retained its naval base there, with current political demands urging President Obama to close down the detention facility on the bays within the year. The historically informed discussion might be suggesting a little more, that the U.S. close down Guantanamo entirely and return it to the nation of Cuba. For Uprising, this is your truth professor saying it's no mystery why they conceal our history.